Welcome to 5-Minute Friday, easy to implement business tips for busy people who want to learn more and do better in the shortest amount of time possible. I'm the man behind the Real Business Connections Network, Ben Albert. On 5-Minute Friday, I collaborate with extraordinary business people to provide actionable insights in 5 to 10 minutes or less. This one's slightly longer, I apologize, but it's pure value. And I know that hungry business owners like yourself are busy, so let's get right into it. Today is a submission article read and written by Amy McKay. Amy McKay, it is entitled Stress Less Now, 5 Steps to Peace of Mind and Self-Empowerment. Amy McKay, Stress Less Now, 5 Steps to Peace of Mind and Self-Empowerment. Take it away.
You're listening to the Real Business Connections Network.
Real Business Connections Network.
Powered by Balbert Marketing, LLC. Subscribe now and check us out at realbusinessconnections.com. Enjoy the show.
Hello, my name is Amy McKay. Happy to have you here. Welcome to Stress Less Now, 5 Steps to Peace of Mind and Self-Empowerment. I help CEOs and small business owners reduce stress and overwhelm so they can have more time for fun, family, and even themselves. I often work with leaders and those seeking to have an impact in the world, but maybe struggling with clarity, confidence, and peace of mind. The steps in this guide will lead you to peace of mind and self-empowerment. Each idea has a skill set or practices for you to do that develop self-awareness and cultivate conscious living. Self-awareness is one domain of emotional intelligence. All personal and professional successes are dependent upon your level of emotional intelligence. This skill set has been taught to countless individuals in numerous organizations with the intent of improving communication and relationships, creating healthier and happier lives, supporting employees, increasing success, reducing stress, and much more. These practices serve as a journey of self-discovery leading to clarity, confidence, peace of mind, as well as the capacity to make conscious decisions and to be a visionary leader. If you'd like to learn more about my credentials, listen to my radio shows, read my story, or view some testimonials, please visit my website, amymckay.com. It's A-M-Y-M-C-C-A-E. Should you be interested in learning more about how I can support you or your organization, please email me at amymckay@gmail.com. I will also give you my all-new Hack Your Mind for Peace of Mind guide that goes even deeper than this. The 5 skills you need to stress less, feel empowered, and have peace of mind are awareness, acceptance, attitude, action, and acknowledgement. Awareness is first simply because if you do not know who you are, what you want, or what you're dealing with, you simply cannot make a conscious choice, solve any problem, or make the impact that you desire. As it turns out, ignorance is not bliss, and realistically, the truth can never be hidden for long. Awareness is cultivated various ways. One is through the active practices of things such as self-assessments. Some of the most common include Myers-Briggs and Enneagram. While I do find these useful and certainly encourage self-discovery, you can start with a simple worksheet on discovering your core values. You can find these online, or when you work with me, it's one of the first things we do. The idea is to narrow it down to the top 5, and these will be your deal breakers in personal and professional relationships, your career choices, and in general, be a guideline to support you in determining what choices are ideal for you. This will save you some headaches and regret. When you think, speak, and act in line with your values, you live an empowered life, both personally and professionally. Another way to develop awareness is simply get quiet. To do this, you must train your brain through some type of attention-based practices, such as mindfulness meditation. Self-awareness and mindfulness actually have the same definition, to pay attention on purpose without judgment. You don't need to be a monk to practice monitoring what's going on with you. Self-awareness is a key aspect of emotional intelligence, and it requires you understand your thoughts, emotions, and how you respond or react to them and others. A good way to start is to simply notice your breath for 2 minutes before you even get out of bed, before you check your phone, before an important meeting, when you're stressed, or during a transition period during the day. You can simply pause. Feel the sensation of air through your nose. Is it warm or cool? Notice the rise and fall of your chest. Is there resistance or ease? bring awareness to the expansion and contraction of your abdomen. Notice the sounds. Notice your thoughts. Notice the sensations. Continue to bring your attention back to your breath. Your mind will wander. You're not trying to control it. You're training it. And notice how you feel when you're done. Your nervous system is connected to your breath. This can rewire your brain and nervous system. This is a perfect way to reduce stress, gain clarity, and check in on how you're feeling. Then the second step is acceptance. At the core of acceptance, we have surrender and forgiveness of people and events. It means admitting you don't need or even that you're able to control people or events. And I admit this is not my strong point either. Anger is extra baggage weighing you down and preventing you from being amazing. Being angry is like swallowing poison and expecting the other person to die. It's not serving anyone's greatest good. My suggestion is to try a 28 anger diet where you write for 30 minutes a day telling off the people who hurt you, and then don't send it. Then ask for whatever help you need and burn that crap. Many people find it easier to forgive others than they do themselves. Are you really all that bad? Consider making a list of your accomplishments, and sometimes even getting out of bed counts. Then spend some time doing the things you love. Put it on your calendar like any other appointment. I continually hear from clients that say, I don't have time. You have time for what you make time for, and trust me when I say that there is a story in your mind that you believe and has nothing to do with time, but more about self-worth and avoidance of yourself and your situation. I can help you figure this out, by the way. There's also a mindfulness-based practice referred to as loving kindness that you can do for yourself and others. Practice self-care, practice kindness. You may not be able to control people, places, and events, but you can choose your attitude about them. Your attitude is based off your own personal perception. Attitude is a third essential life skill. Think for a moment about optical illusions. Isn't it fascinating how you see an image and only see it one way until someone comes along and points out an entirely new way to view the image? Suddenly there are two ideas, and neither is wrong. At any point in dealing with challenging people, you have the ability to choose how you perceive them as well as the situation. A little compassion and empathy go a long way. Imagine yourself in their shoes. You can either emotionally react or you can consciously respond. Practice the pause is a common phrase in mindfulness-based practices. Pause. Notice your breath. Respond from this space. I would also add to start naming the emotion that you're feeling, otherwise known as affect labeling or mindful emotions. This is where emotional intelligence begins. You have to know what you are feeling. Neuroscience has proven that simply naming the emotion that you are feeling deactivates the part of your brain responsible for managing stress, that amygdala, and that allows you access to the part of your brain responsible for higher levels of thinking, the prefrontal cortex. This is how you become a visionary. Use the part of the brain designed for it. Pause, notice your breath, name the emotion, choose consciously. With practice, this can rewire your brain to do this more automatically. This is how you cultivate compassion, reduce stress, and become a visionary leader. Ready, set, action. The fourth skill is action. What is a dream without a plan and without action? For this, I suggest a Wheel of Life worksheet. I have an excellent one that I received in life coaching training that I use with clients. You can, however, find several on the internet. Basically, it will help you divide your life into categories, rating each one so you know where to start. Choose only one or two. When you work in one area, everything else follows, and it's not so darn overwhelming. Perfectionism and multitasking are overrated. Next, set a goal that is specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and timed. Use action verbs that resonate with you, such as reduce weight instead of lose weight. You don't want to find it again, do you? Find someone to be your accountability partner and for support. Make sure whatever you choose doesn't make you feel burned out, but instead fuels your flame. Your goals should be related to your passion, not something you think you have to do. You intend to be successful, right? And again, get some support. Last but certainly not least is acknowledgement. Acknowledgement is gratitude. Gratitude is one of the simplest ways to shift energy, change your perception, and create peace of mind. Gratitude is a way of life, a way of appreciating all that you have, wish for, and even for the things you have not wished for and didn't want. There's a quote that says, "Someone once gave me a box of darkness. It took years for me to see that that too was a gift." There are numerous ways to express gratitude. Personally, list writing doesn't do it for me. Gratitude lists with an accountability partner work well. There's something incredibly special and validating to your existence and experience and efforts when someone witnesses your life and your love. You can also create a joy jar by getting small pieces of paper and making notes of happy experiences. Then in a week or a month, read through them. They may surprise you. I also find being of service brings feelings of gratitude. All in balance, of course. I once had a woman tell me that she was burned out from giving. If this is the case, review step one. At its simplest, find beauty in even the smallest things each day. It matters. If you use the skills presented in the practices of awareness, acceptance, attitude, action, and acknowledgement, you may reduce stress and overwhelm, cultivate compassion and emotional intelligence, and gain clarity and confidence, all of which will transform your health, relationships, and success. This is truly a space of empowerment. Would you like to dig a little bit deeper into these concepts and more as well? I can help you or support you and your organization. Just set up a phone consultation by emailing me at amymckay@gmail.com. And also mention, if you want, my Hack Your Mind for Peace of Mind guide. Thank you, and I appreciate you listening